If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Rudy Giuliani testified about his money woes this week after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on the heels of a nearly $150 million defamation judgment for peddling lies about two Georgia election workers. Among the factors that contributed to his strained financial state was a seven-figure amount he claimed to have never been paid by Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee, RadarOnline.com has learned. The former New York City mayor explained that he took over Trump's legal efforts for the campaign following President Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. At that point, he had a tremendous number of complaints that there had been fraud in the election, Giuliani said. He asked me to lead that effort. It was my understanding that I would be paid by the campaign for my legal work and my expenses to be paid, Giuliani explained. When we submitted the invoice for payment, they just paid the expenses. Not all, but most. They never paid the legal fees. He estimated the figure was $2 million. U.S. trustee attorney Andrea Schwartz asked Giuliani several questions to understand his cash flow during a meeting with his creditors at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York on Wednesday. Giuliani also stated that he took a major financial hit after his license to practice law was suspended following the January 6, 2021, attack on the U.S. Capitol. The embattled politician, who owes more than $1 million in unpaid taxes, clarified that he wouldn't have been forced to file for bankruptcy if it weren't for the defamation judgment to be paid immediately following his claims about Fulton County election workers Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss manipulating ballots. Outside of the courtroom, Giuliani told reporters that he has nothing to hide. His advisor Ted Goodman spoke out in his defense and declared that Giuliani earned everything he has in life through honest hard work. The American people are waking up to the abhorrent weaponization of our justice system for partisan political gain, and the fact that we are here today is just another example of this great injustice, he continued. The only reason we're here today is because Mayor Rudy Giuliani has the courage to speak up and take on the permanent Washington political class, and he refuses to be unfairly censored or bullied into silence.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.